Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, it's hour number three. Felger and Mads here from the Seaport Hotel and the Christmas in the City auction. Come join us here. We're on the air until 6:30. Then the auction starts. Come by at any point and donate to the cause. Now, one of the things we do is the online auction, and one of the items on the online auction, probably the prize of the online auction, is these show sit-ins, okay? You get to come in and do a segment. You get to be the host, the co-host, the update guy. You can just sit there and say nothing if you want. It's really up to you. If you're promoting your business, you can come in with all your gear. You'll be on the simulcast, as we like to say. And so this is just a feature that we've done. You can bid for one of these. The online auction is at christmasinthecity.org or 98.5thesportshub.com. And to win one of these show segment sit-ins, we're taking the top four highest bid. Right now, the highest bid is $1,500. I'm not sure what the other three are, but we've got one for $1,500, and you can just go and look at it online and see for yourself. The top four will get one segment show sit-ins. Now, we will, if you are over-the-top generous, make a special concession for you and allow you to come in when you want. Okay? If you're just over-the-top generous to Christmas in the City, then you get to call your shot. Joining us now on set is one such individual. I'd say a friend of mine, but after this segment, I'm not so sure. His name's Todd McLean. Todd McLean, he was an auction winner from last year, was super generous, so thank you for your contribution to Christmas in the City. But it was so generous, we said, come in whenever you like. And he chose today, here from the auction, so it's a good sort of timing. And this will be an example of what you can do if you win the auction, because I think he is just going to sit here and air his grievances against us. Is that correct?
Terrific. No, that's great.
Yeah, because he came in with a typed-out list of things to bust our balls about.
Correct. I saw that. Yeah, he's got correct. A script.
Okay, so
most of us airing of grievances.
I'll have you know, you've prepared more for this show than I've prepared in 10 years.
What do you got, McLean?
Good. You?
Good.
So I heard last year's winners, and they did a really nice job, but I wanted to tell you what I won't be doing. So there'll be no grab-assing, no shenanigans.
Thank you.
Murph and Sully won't be calling in to talk about my fantasy football.
Yeah.
No commercials about my work. No one cares. All right. Instead, what I'm going to be doing in keeping with the season is these are a few of my favorite things. And by things, I mean the worst, most brutal trolling takes from the past couple of years.
Hey, good. I like
as
it.
As supported by you three wise men. So on behalf of you people, as it were, let's begin.
Okay, good.
Maz.
Yeah.
The Red Sox won the World Series in 2018.
I heard.
You can look it up on the interwebs. They did. They had a run differential of 260. They dismantled 200-win teams. They were a very good team. It's over. They won. At your most putrid, trolling worst, I was thinking to myself, how might you have covered some other victories in history?
Yeah.
So here's a couple. 1781, Battle of Yorktown. Mike, other than Cornwallis, I like the British. I do. I know we won, but who would you rather be long-term? I take the British. Seriously.
I'm playing the odds on that one.
Yeah. July 20, 1969. The moon? Really? The moon. Give me Mars, and then maybe we'll say something. The moon, please. Lake Placid, 1980. Do you believe in miracles? No. No, I don't. It's very clear you have pinstripe envy. I know you're still scarred. Lucchino screwed up the Teixeira signing. The good news there is they've actually made peace and they're together. They're selling condos down in the Hartford area. And we know you lust after Stanton and his physique and the way it makes you feel. There's an update there, too. Bad news is he almost just got in a car crash. The good news is the woman at the last minute swerved low and outside and came away unscathed. He pulled an oblique, though, and he'll be out for the rest of the season. He is due $230 million until his age 38 season.
For Stanton, I would have a one-night stand. I'll just add that in.
Felger, to start, a number, 15. That's the Broncos' win total in the last 3 years. To continue, I'd mention the accounting firm of Osweiler, Lynch, Simeon, Keenum, Salamone, and Allen. Not really an accounting firm, obviously. Who are they? In addition to six guys who've never been in my kitchen, that's the collection of stiffs, bums, and degenerates who have started at Denver at the most important position in sports.
Who's Salamone?
Actually, Salamone isn't on the list. He's my bookie, but I figured one of you guys would have said, I'm not so sure, but I'll go with it. What I'm saying is the Don is to running a franchise, as Felger is to doing math. Okay. At the outset, you say, based on who this guy is, in Elway's case, football legend, in Felger's case, a college-educated adult, of course he can do this. But then you get a little bit of data, and you say, maybe not. And then you get a little more, and you say, please stop. God, please stop before someone gets hurt. So in addition to the two massive whoppers, I have a rapid-fire list of takes that the shores of rationality and those of us in the real world want to push back on. So in rapid fire, Brady was not in decline 3 years ago. Zoe agrees. Edelman is not and has never been Mr. August, and he's not, quote, literally useless. He's also never used a napkin as a foot blanket. Turns out we shouldn't have traded Mookie 2 years ago, despite only being 170 pounds. Yes, Ortiz was on a list, but not a list that matters. Sort of like Murray being on a mailing list for High Times magazine, circumstantial at best. This is America. Please stop coughing. The 2008 pen was not filled with gutless bums. It was nearly unhittable in the postseason. Other than Kimbrel, he is a gutless bum. Kyle Van Noy is a very good football player. We know this because, A, we see him playing football games. B, because Belichick traded for him. And C, Bedard told us so. It's okay to take a night off to see your child being born, especially against the heat in November. Mikey, thanks for helping Big Al on his way out of town. Brad Stevens is an excellent coach. Excellent. The NBA had a GM draft for coaches. He's top five on everyone's list, probably top three. That's not up for debate. That's not a Brad Bot take. That's, again, someone just who watches basketball. Big Jim, one big bag, disgrace, especially for someone I assume is pro-hemp. Lastly, if the Keystone Cops used the right needle for the balls, all of them were in expected ranges. And the nickname Deflator is a very normal and understandable nickname given how much weight the individual lost. But mostly, and this is important, the seats in Foxborough used to be metal bleachers. We don't care. We've won six Super Bowls. We don't care. So in summation, you guys have built an amazing operation. But the most amazing thing is you're running a lemonade stand, and every time someone comes up and asks for lemonade, you tell them they're stupid for liking lemonade. That's the most amazing part. So I would just like to remind you, on behalf of you people, we do like sports. We like Boston sports, and we happen to like the players on Boston teams. It's okay. It's paid for Shea Felger in Nantucket, Maz's Metro West Real Estate Empire, Big Jim's hat collection. So every once in a while, just hand us the lemonade and let us go on about our way and say thank you. One last thing. You're right about Tuca. He poops his pants. And thank God Cloud is gone. I thank my own personal God every day he's gone. So that is my summation.
Wow.
You guys, despite the ass hattery, do an amazing thing for Christmas in the City. It's an amazing cause. My family's been supportive for a bunch of years, so we're really happy to contribute, but we're really happy you guys are taking the lead. So
that was
I'll end there.
Todd, that was unbelievable.
Really, very good.
Holy crap.
It was well fun.
So you clearly listen.
Yeah. Too much.
A lot of nuance.
Something you did leave out. We have a personal bet to benefit Christmas in the City.
Okay,
this is a big money bet because Todd's a big money guy. I don't know if you've noticed. One of my brilliant takes, which you seem to have left out of your little thing here, is that I said the Lakers would win a championship before the Celtics. And I said this in the heart of the Celtics charging rebuild a couple of years ago when the Lakers were still a lottery team. I said, watch, they're going to get the best players in the league, and they're going to win before you, which you probably won. So we bet it, and, well, how do you like your bet right now?
I still like it, and, again, it goes back to something before that you don't understand, which is math, which is in the West to come out and win – you've got to beat a lot more good teams than you do in the East. So my bet is a math-based bet as much as a Brad Bot-based bet.
Something tells me it's going to be Lakers-Celtics in the final, and we will see then because they shadow each other. They get good at the same time. So my bet is Celtics-Lakers will ultimately be there.
So you've had a lot of talk about math, so you must have been a money guy.
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of? Yeah. Can you teach me it?
No, apparently not.
Yeah, no doubt.
But Todd, thank you so much for the donation.
Thank you guys. Again, it's really great cause. I was talking to the Kennedys out in the hall, and you're right. You meet people like that, and you just feel like you should do more. You guys are doing a great thing for that, and so it's awesome. So,
Todd, thank you again. So, you know,
we appreciate your donation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
True to form, we're going to get back to what we do and go back to ripping Brady.
Yeah, I just want to say one last thing. Not for part of the auction. My buddies and I have a long kind of text string. We pooled together. We'd like to contribute another $1,000 just for the overall cause this year, and want to say to everyone that's listening, whatever you can give is appreciated. So
is that for real there?
That is for real.
Tremendous. Awesome. I'm not going to say anything snide. Thank you again for the donation. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate that. Okay. Back after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Live from the Seaport Hotel, Felger and Maz are helping Christmas in the city. Sponsored by D&N Fan Lines on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Tom Brady, the guy did not do a lot of interviews, so when he asked us to come to his new wellness facility here in Boston, we were so down. 42 years old, he's been in the league 20 years, and he's married to one of the biggest supermodels in the world. You guys already know that. I think we're going to have a lot to talk about. This is In the Room.
And so it was Tom Brady In the Room, which is what the E... Do I have this right? Is it the E! Network or Entertainment Tonight? What is the... what have I forgotten what it even is?
I don't even know. I didn't know until I heard some of the clips on the morning show today and you guys putting it in the email chain. I don't know. It might as well be on Bravo with all that background music and everything else.
I thought it was Bravo.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do I know?
So E! News? I'm not even exactly sure what it is, and I watched the whole thing this morning. And they teased it during the Sunday night game is what was the clue.
Yeah, let me see.
And so it was broadcast last night. It was one of these Entertainment Tonight, E! Online, I'm not even sure exactly what it is.
Coming up after Project Runway.
To be honest with you, I'm not even sure what network or what show, but it's E! News, all right? So, and it was Brady at the TB12 Center on Boylston Street. So it was a 20-minute thing. They did half of it on sort of personal questions. I put in air quotes. I mean, not like they got deep like an Oprah interview or anything, but on personal stuff. And then the second half was his health and fitness regimen and whatnot. And I thought it was okay. I didn't mind it. I didn't think it was half as obnoxious as I thought it was going to be. You?
No, look, it wasn't awful, but again, I think some of it is just over the top. That's all.
It's one big commercial.
It is.
It was one big commercial.
Which I get. That's what it's supposed to be. I mean, that's what those networks are. And I just, you know, draw a line at some point about what he's really doing. But anyway, go ahead. You go
first. I mean, like, for example, Jimmy, let's just play a couple of these. I thought what was obnoxious was the question. Okay? I thought the questions were obnoxious and over the top, but I thought Brady was good in it and even kind of relatable. I mean, so like, for example, Jimmy, play the one where, you know, how have you become the man that you are? And what's the name of this interviewer? I'd like to just get the interviewer right, because he was Jason Kennedy.
Jason Kennedy.
His name's Jason Kennedy. He was a little over the top. So, Jimmy, just play this clip.
And I've always admired the leader you are on the field, the husband you are, the dad you are.
Thanks.
And I'm just wondering, where did you learn all that? How are you the guy you are today?
It's a tough question to answer. It's a lot of important people in my life. So I had a great mom and dad. They were a great role model for me as a kid. I had three sisters who kept me very grounded. You know, I've just been blessed to be around great people. And I think every person I've been around, I've learned something from. I try to do the best I can do, and I'm certainly not perfect. There's a lot of things that I screw up and that I want to try to do better at, whether that's my personal life, whether it's my professional life. And like all of us, it's life, you know, and life changes and it evolves over time. I try to keep my priorities in line, you know, and I think football's been a big priority in my life, and my kids are a big priority. My wife and our relationship is very important, and all those things have their nuances and their challenges, but if you're committed to them and you prioritize them, then you figure out how to make them work.
I'm sorry. I love the answer. I love the answer. The question is obnoxious.
Yeah, so look, again, the answer doesn't bother me there either. I thought he showed some real humility there.
Well, can I tell you why I liked it?
Yeah.
You know, mom and dad. He goes right to mom and dad. Cool. And he makes sure to say, I'm not perfect. I screw things up professionally and personally. I screw things up. Always trying to get better. And about the priorities in my life, football. And my kids. That's really that's it. That's the crux of life. I don't know. I mean, I just relate to it. It's my work and my family. And there's not, some people have a third thing, which is religion, God, family, and the New England Patriots, right? You know, my work, my family, and religion, if that's important to you. But if there's something else in between your work or your family, and I mean, I don't know. I think
he's always been kind of like that. Were you expecting something different?
No,
changed?
But so the question is obnoxious. Say, how'd you get so perfect? You know, like, that's the question. So the question is annoying. You're such a leader and such a husband and such a father. How did you get, like, oh, God.
That's indicative of everything you get
okay,
from
so
E, though.
The question's obnoxious. Word. But the answer, my mom and my dad, I'm still not perfect. My priorities are my work and my family. I don't know. That's kind of a perfect answer to me.
Okay, so again, when I listened to this, and I didn't watch it live. I watched it after the fact. That question, I said, you know, to be the husband you are and the father you are. How do you know? How does the reporter know?
Well, that's a good point.
What do you know? You living in the house? How the hell do you know what kind of father and husband he is? So now, do I think Brady overall is a good father and husband? Sure, but I also think that anybody that is a father and husband knows that it comes with standard challenges.
Well, that's because you two were applying common sense. Again, the E! Network, it's an image-based network, and the image of Brady's marriage is perfection. You look perfect. Your wife is one of the biggest supermodels ever. Every photo, you guys look perfect. You look so happy together. So that's what they're trying to sell.
So I admit, with that particular question, I was focused more on the person asking it than the person answering
yeah.
it. Like, how do you know he's a good father and a good husband?
So the questions are obnoxious. The answers, you know,
there's only one answer in this thing that struck me as, you know, irritating.
Well, go ahead. What is it?
Okay, so you might be playing it, though, so go ahead.
No.
I didn't go over it all.
Tell me what it is. I'll tell you if I'm playing it.
Where he talks about his ability to give hope to people doing what he does.
So, as I said to you, I did not break that one out. If you
okay.
want to talk about it, go
so,
ahead.
So, yeah, just quickly, you know, he says, well, maybe we give people hope. And I'm like, we're talking about fitness here. We're not talking about curing someone's illnesses and diseases.
Well, but wasn't that an answer to – didn't the Kennedy guy say that you shot a video for us for someone who was sick at our work, and that was sort of an answer to that? Wasn't that what that was?
Yeah, but the way – what he was talking about was the TB12 method and the lifestyle. Now, the message to the woman who was the producer of the show
– do you have the sound?
No. The message of the woman who was the producer of the show who had had a terminal illness, and Tom Brady delivered a personal message to her. Good story. Good story. And that's at his core, I think that that's who Brady is. My bigger irritation is with this idea that the TB12 method is somehow saving lives.
Oh, so the answer was not in relation to that.
No. And that is, let's not go too far with the TB12 method. Okay, Tom Brady is an extraordinary athlete at age 42. So is Drew Brees. Okay, so that's all. I just think that that thing gets taken a little too far.
Well, so, okay, now on TB12. I think it's going to fail. I don't think it's going to work. And I'll tell you why. I'm a potential customer. Like, late in my life, I've come into a little bit of physical fitness, a little bit of good nutrition. Like, I'm someone who wants to hear what he has to say. You know, what do you think is good for your health? And
you bought the book.
Your fitness? I did buy the book. And so I'm a potential consumer of it. His pliability and band training and his whatever, $200 personal training sessions, that's going to fail. I'm sorry. That ain't going to work. Because, I think that the physical fitness thing is not for the common man. It's for guys like him. You know, pliability and the band training. Or for people who work out like maniacs and have to deal with soreness and joint pain and, you know, all that stuff. He said at one point that the reason we use bands is because it gives you a more balanced muscle.
Mm-hmm.
A more balanced muscle. 99% of us just want any muscle. Can I get any definition in there? So I'll lift a barbell, I'll lift a paperweight, I'll do a pulley thing, I'll do whatever it takes, you know, just to get a little definition. Brady's trying to perfect the balance of his muscle. How many people does that really apply to?
Not many.
1 in 1,000, you know? So, and I'm sure Alex is amazing at the deep tissue massages and all that stuff. You can't clone Alex Guerrero. You've got to train someone else to do the same kind of thing, and he probably doesn't have the touch. I'm sure Alex has an amazing touch with what he does with those deep tissue massages. First of all, who can afford it? How many people can afford it?
Well, so this is my issue with it. It's not something you can market to the masses.
Right, and how can you train someone to find the muscle the way Alex does with his elbow digging into the back of your leg? That crap ain't going to work. It's not going to work. It's going to fail. I think that end of it's going to fail. I think his sweet spot would be the nutrition. Because I think it's all about nutrition anyway. It's all your diet. You can't out-exercise a bad diet. We all know this now, right? It's all about how you eat. And so I think that's where if Brady wanted to focus on his diet, as goofy as it sounds, no fruit or hemp seeds or, you know, all that stuff. But if he could streamline and market that, I'd say you have a chance. Because we all, this country, all of us, need to eat better. I mean, we've gotten gross as a society. And we desperately need how to figure out how to eat. And I'll listen to anyone who wants to tell me the way, personally. And if Brady wanted to stick with that, fine. But that pliability stuff, I mean, the pliability is for the elite athlete who works out 300 times a year and needs pliability because he's sore because of the way he works out. That's not most of us. Most of us are lucky to work out 4 days a week and get a little sweat in. We don't need the pliability. So I just think his market and who he's targeting and who the TB12 method benefits, it's way too narrow. And it ain't going
to
work.
No, again, you can't market it to the masses. And so if you want to open up in cities across the world, then I just think you're going to have to be very select. It's not going to be as broad as he thinks it's going to be. And so, look, there are some other things with Brady that I sort of say his actions belie his words. Like at one point is there, he says, well, if you know, I'm a person who believes in love and positivity, which he has said before. And as I'm listening to that, I say, really? Go ask Jacoby Myers.
That's a great point. It is.
Right? Or go ask N'Keal Harry that. I didn't feel much love and positivity while he's flipping his helmet in the back of the sideline the other night.
So there was definitely some bull crap in there. I mean, that's an excellent point. We'll play a cut here coming up about him not liking to be interviewed. Yet, he's invited the E! Network into his business to do a 20-minute sit-down. Well, so what do you – another one of these guys that wants it both ways, right?
Yeah, it's like a cream puff interview.
Right, exactly.
He doesn't want to be picked apart for the things he says, but – he'll sell you every $50 bag of nuts he can get his hands on. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's another guy that wants it both ways. I'll pick that apart. I don't know. I thought he was okay in this interview.
No, look, so at the end of the day, here's what I would tell you. Do I, would, as a, you know, as a human being, would you hold up Brady as some sort of model for people to emulate? Hell yes. Hell yes. You could do a hell of a lot worse than Tom Brady, of course. And not just because he's won 6 Super Bowls. I mean that I think Brady overall is a good guy with good values who came from a good – I believe all of that stuff. I just think some of the stuff is on a little thick.
Well, Jimmy, quickly, give me the thing about not liking interviews. Can you play that quickly?
Let's see. 6-time Super Bowl champ, a record 20-year career, sold-out stadiums, thousands of screaming fans. Nothing fazes Tom Brady except reporters asking questions.
Do you like doing interviews?
Honest.
Not really. I'd rather run out in front of 80,000 people and throw a football, I think.
Why don't you like interviews?
I've become much more guarded with the media. Just because I feel like everyone's looking at, I got you, man. I see you said that. I definitely respect my private life because that's very important to me. And it's very sacred, you know. I think there's a difference now, and especially in today's age, it's very tricky, is what is too much exposure for people. And now, you know, everyone can show everything. And that's not my personality, which is why I won't do that. But I am a public person at this point based on my career and so forth, but there's still things that, you know, I want to just keep for myself so I can enjoy them without sharing them
so
with anyone.
So that
else.
One, I'm like, dude, you can't have it both ways. You can't complain about media coverage and doing interviews when you invited the E! Network for a 20-minute personal sit-down. Like you're, and, oh, by the way, then if you don't want to be picked apart by what you say, don't take all that money from Macy's, the millions of dollars you get every year from Macy's, through that Fakakta Jim Gray thing. I mean, you don't have to do that. No one's putting a gun to your head. The radio interview across the street, I guess he has to do that. It's like in the standard quarterback contract, you got to do that thing. The coach has to do that thing. That's something you have to do. But the rest of it is elective surgery, man. You don't have to do those. You don't have to bring the E! Network in there, and you don't have to talk to Gray.
Totally
do that.
Yeah, look, I have some more thoughts on it, but I'll hold them and give them to you when we come back.
Okay. Take the bag of money, Tom.
We'll continue with that. There have been some Patriots, interesting sort of Patriots items coming out today as well. We'll get to those and your calls, I promise. It's Felger Mass here from the Christmas in the City auction at the Seaport.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
It's Christmas time.
Live from the Seaport Hotel, Felger and Mass are helping Christmas in the city. Sponsored by DNN Fan Lines on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
This guy is 42 years old. He's been in the league 20 years. And it always comes back to, like, 40. People say your age over and over, 42. Does that get annoying? Or is it more of, like, an honor to be 42 playing at this level?
No, it's definitely an honor. I definitely feel a great privilege to do it. I love playing football. I've loved the preparation for it. I love the off seasons. But I certainly love doing this, too.
Again, more with Brady and the E thing there. I don't mean to rag on him because I think he's genuine about his company. I think he's put a lot of work into it. And, like, I'm not ripping for the TB12 thing because I don't think he got too obnoxious in this interview. Too obnoxious. A little obnoxiousness. I thought the questions were obnoxious. I just don't think his thing's going to work. I just don't think the thing's going to work.
Yeah, not for the masses, but what if... Because considering where they are, I mean, this new one's in the Back Bay. What if it's...
Do you know what the rent is there?
So what if the clientele is, you know, affluent people?
How many are going to come in for 200? I mean, your personal trainer, what do you pay for a session, Murray?
Per month.
I
don't know. It's for, like,
for one stint.
It's about $100.
Okay, $7,500 is sort of standard,
sure,
right? For an hour of personal training.
Yeah.
Aren't his things like 250?
Yeah. Something like that.
So how are you going to double the price point of everybody else? How many? So certain people would do it. Certainly, you know, the rich people from the Mandarin Oriental, the old couple will come down for it for sure. But you gotta, now you're going to do that in how many markets and pay the rent and the overhead on? And, you know, once they get a whiff of it, they say, is this worth 250? You know, if Alex is working on me, that's probably worth 250 because he's got a magic touch. Got it. Can he train 100 little Alex Guerreros to spread around the country to hit that spot?
Yeah. Well, he probably can, but like from
I don't know if he can.
But I would also say though but it's still a boutique.
It's too narrow. It's just for that elite athlete who trains his ass off, and most of us just want to work out 4 days a week and get a sweat and be reasonable and get in shape and not be out of shape. And that's not what this is for. And I just don't think that piece is going
to
work.
Yeah, I just think that, again, you are marketing to a very select group, and yet you're trying to, you know, build a place that is for the masses. It just doesn't – they don't add up, at least not to me. Now, I think he can have his select spots, and it'll be fine. But it's not going to be something you're going to be able to market in every place. I mean
– And his products, from what I've seen, the protein powders, the bars –
oh, that's all junk.
There's a million of those out there. There's a million, and I don't even know if he's got the right stuff in there.
No different than any other stuff you can buy at GNC.
In some cases, it's worse. He's got sugar in there or sugar substitutes, you know, or sugar, something that masks as sugar. And it's like, no sugar, man, no. So I don't even know if those products are anything. I just don't know. I just don't know what the future is. You had a follow-up on some of the stuff that he said?
Yeah, just again, the comment that he played, and again, I'm reading into it a little bit, and this is the one we played in the last segment where he talks about the media interviews, and he said, you know, the level of scrutiny, and it's out there, and it's really not my personality, as if to say to be out there all the time. And I sort of look at that and say, come on. Like, you married Gisele Bündchen. You dated Bridget Moynihan, and before her, Tara Reid. So it's, and again, I'm not criticizing them for it. I'm just saying, let's be honest about what you're drawn to and what you're not. So you dated all and married all these famous women and these high profile people, and you say you're not high profile. Well, then why didn't you marry somebody from off a street corner?
Yeah.
There are lots of beautiful women in the world that aren't public figures. So I just think that he's drawn to it, which is fine. Again, I'm not criticizing him for it. I just think, you know, he's trying to angle it in a different direction, and it's really not what it is.
Okay, couple Patriots items from today. What are they, Murray?
Well, they still have yet to find a kicker, if that was one of the ones you were alluding to.
No, and
then there's Antonio Brown.
I'm talking about the social media stuff you were discussing.
Okay, yeah, so Antonio Brown, within the last half hour, posted a picture to his Instagram account, and it's that photo that he took with Brady when he was staying at the house, like for that one night or whatever it was before Gisele threw his ass out, and it just reads, A.B., miss you, big bro. So it's Antonio Brown's post. Miss you, big bro. It's he and Tom Brady.
Has Tom sausage emoji?
No, not that I've seen anything yet. There's no, it's just, you know, Patriots fans saying he's coming back.
No sausage, no eggplant.
No likes.
Not even a zucchini or anything over there?
Yeah, 2,612 comments, none by Brady.
Okay. What was the Mike Lombardi post about Josh McDaniels?
Jimmy, can you help me out on this one?
I just saw somebody tweet that Lombardi said that it's likely that Josh McDaniels isn't coming back, and that serves an agenda. I don't know where it's from. I'm trusting Twitter.
Okay, he said it where?
I think it might have been on a Barstool podcast.
Okay, so we'll
because it was posted by someone that does one of the NFL football-related podcasts for Barstool. Mike Lombardi sure makes it sound like Josh McDaniels is gone after this season, from Bryce at Bryson NFL.
Okay, so we'll figure out where he said it and maybe get sound if we can. But if it's not for a head coaching job, what the hell? And do you think it's at all possible he would leave without a head coaching job?
I wouldn't entirely rule it out. Here's why. What if Bills stand? What if it's 5 more years, and I'm just throwing a number out.
Sure.
Okay, but what if Bill's staying?
Right, there's no future here to be the next guy.
Tom's out. He wanted Lamar Jackson. They didn't get him. And so he's going to go somewhere where he can actually, you know, breed the quarterback.
But you make a good point where it's Josh is here, or he was brought back, I thought, well, to be the next guy, one, but also a little bit of a buffer there between Brady and Bill when Brady and Bill were at odds, right?
Absolutely.
So Josh was that layer there that Brady needed. I don't know if those dynamics are still the same, one. But two, if Brady's not even here, does Bill need the buffer?
No.
Because Josh probably makes a lot of money. He's probably, to get him back off that plane to Indianapolis, they had to make him probably the highest paid coordinator in the league. I mean, up there, right? So do the Patriots need that if Brady's not even here?
Exactly. Look, and I think, you know, to me, part of the appeal of Josh being here was to succeed Bill. And if that whole thing is gone and Brady is gone, in hell, like, you know, I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, because obviously this is all sort of developed this afternoon as we hear this Lombardi report. I don't know, is Cleveland going to be looking for a coach again, and does he want to go back there? He wanted that job the first time, didn't he?
So him leaving for a head coaching job makes perfect sense.
Right.
I'm just curious if there's even a possibility that it's a lateral.
Maybe it's all of the above. Like, you know, maybe they all line up right and he's out of here. And so, you know, there might not be a reason for him to stay anymore.
Okay, we continue. I promise. It's been a while since we've been able to get to your calls. We'll do it next. We got all the Brady stuff from that interview, the little dribs and drabs we just gave you right here. We talked and spent a lot of time in the first hour about the Celtics and Jaylen Brown and his big night last night and his big season so far, frankly. And it opens up all these debate points we've had about Jaylen Brown in the past. If you wanted Karl Anthony Towns and Minnesota Timberwolves asked for one of your stars, who do you want to keep? Who would you give up, Tatum or Brown? Tatum v. Brown. That's back on the table, as is the question. You could have traded Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard, and you turned it down. Popovich would have traded you Kawhi Leonard if you had given up Jaylen Brown. Would you still have done that? If that would have meant a championship, but only 1 year, would you have given up Jaylen Brown in that scenario? We'll get back to all those with your calls, I promise, right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Felger and Maz need help. No, really.
Presents are the best way to show someone how much you care.
It's Christmas in the city. Live from the Seaport Hotel. Sponsored by DNN Van Lines on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I promise, a lot of you have been waiting very patiently. Been hanging on the line through all of our interviews and all of our other stuff. So thanks for hanging on. Let's go right back to the phones as promised. Copley in Nashua. Go ahead, Copley.
Yeah, it's Copley. Copley in Nashua.
Go ahead, Copley.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got an interesting take. You guys have been talking about this the whole past couple segments now, even especially. But Belichick knew that Brady was leaving. Brady leaves. He goes and signs Teddy Bridgewater. Okay?
Now, it's possible. Oop, I'm sorry, Colby. James Bridgewater is the answer. How would you feel if your next quarterback was Ted Bridgewater?
I wouldn't hate it entirely, but I'll tell you what I'd prefer. Go with Stidham and have Bridgewater there as a backup.
That's what I would prefer. I was just going to ask you, would you rather be Jared Stidham or Teddy Bridgewater?
Jared Stidham.
Me too.
Like, because you're building something. I think Bridgewater is what he is. And with Stidham, there's a ceiling that you don't know where it is. So let's find out. I want the next guy to be young and someone that they can mold. And, you know, I want the next guy to be here, if he can, for 10 years. And then after that, who the hell knows? Like
Stidham or Teddy Bridgewater, Murray?
Teddy Bridgewater. At least he'll be somewhat competitive. I mean, you're not going to win crap with either. So, you know, he'll be 9-7, 10-6 with him. So fine. I'll take that.
You'll be better with both. But
So defeated.
I know. No, just God, right. Martin. Well, but you understand Maz's point that you know what Teddy Bridgewater is. If he's a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Don't you want to find out if Stidham can be a 9?
I'll take an 8.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, you know what I mean. Like, I mean,
I saw that pick six against the Jets. And
it's one play. He's done. Derek and Foxborough on Brown and Tatum. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you guys were kind of talking about how Jaylen Brown is more humble than Jason Tatum. I think they're the same. I mean, Jaylen Brown was rated second in his high school class. Only Ben Simmons was rated higher. So, you know, they both have big egos. They both, you know, think they're really good. And, you know, about trading one of them, you know, I think Danny Ainge said in an interview that he thinks Tatum and Brown can be Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. So, that's what he's hoping for. So I don't think he's going to trade either of them.
Okay, so on that first point, I'm worried about both. I'm worried about both in terms of their ego and their head. And then that's what I originally said when we first mentioned it. I said if I'm grading the two, though, I think Jaylen Brown has a little bit better of a chance to have a head on his shoulders and give you a little more work ethic and that sort of thing just because of his background versus Tatum's. But I worry about both of them because I've seen them both get a big head. Okay, so that's fair on Derek and Foxborough. I'm also of the mind, Maz, I don't know if I trade either for Karl Anthony Towns. I'm not as sold on that as you guys are.
Oh, I love Towns. I mean, I've always loved Towns.
I thought he was a dog for years.
Well, so look, again, what you're hearing this year coming out of Minnesota, he's what, he's 25? I mean, so, you know, players do mature, and they get to a point where they, you know, they start to understand what's involved in it. These kids are coming into the league at 19 years old. I mean, they're just not mentally and emotionally, they're just not there yet. So, like, I think they can all grow up and be better. I just love his skill set. You find a 7-footer that can shoot 43% from 3-point land, Brad Stevens, the most conservative man in America, would take his pants off and run around the city naked for a guy like Karl Anthony Towns.
David and Natick, you're up next on that note.
Yeah, I'm not trading either Tatum or Brown for Karl Anthony Towns. I like the direction that they're going with these young guys playing, and I was curious when Hayward comes back, if Hayward, Tatum, Brown, and Kemba all are scoring in the high 20s every night and playing at their best, is that going to be enough? Is that going to be enough to take it all the way? That's my question.
Why are you laughing?
What's all the way?
Because he just rattled off in four guys, and he said if they're all scoring in the high 20s every night,
no, but okay.
If they do that, they're getting 120 points a game just from them.
This is what he means. This is what he means. That if Tatum, Brown, Kemba Walker, and Gordon Hayward reach their ceiling this year, can they be a true title contender?
Define title contender
exactly.
Again.
Let's have
this conversation.
You're
going
to play
again.
This stupid game.
The answer is yes, Michael.
Okay,
yes.
No, my answer is no.
Are they a title favorite? That's different. I'm not making them a favorite. But they're a contender. They have a legit chance to get past Milwaukee, and then you're in the finals, and tell me who you're against. I'll tell you this.
Boy, you have a loose definition when it comes to contender.
Yeah. No, I don't.
So fine.
To have a chance to win the East Finals is a loose. I mean,
so I don't think they have a chance to win the East Finals.
Oh, I
think
do.
They have a chance to be in the East Finals.
I do. I think they have a legit chance to win the East Finals. Again, not a favorite necessarily, but close to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee will beat them.
I think they are. If the Clippers hit their ceiling, they'll lose in 5 games in that series. So they are not a legit contender to get past the Clippers if the Clippers are at their ceiling. If one of those two get hurt, if something goes wrong there, if something goes haywire there and they're not at their ceiling, maybe a chance. I think they have a chance to beat the Lakers. But that's what I think. Contender, not favorite. There's a difference now.
Okay, again. So, again, you use the term contender very sort of liberally. And I would say contender then, by your definition, sure. But they're not beating Milwaukee.
Cam and Taunton, thought of the day. What is it?
Guys, Danny Ainge, you hit this a couple weeks ago, Mike. He's getting too much credit here. Because not only, Mike, you said this was not his plan A. This wasn't his plan B. Everybody forgets this. Everybody. Danny Ainge's plan A of this whole rebuild was Kevin Love, Rajon Rondo, and Carmelo Anthony. That's when you guys got that bit of Carmelo and Tony Maz out. And look, it's worked out well with the kids developing, but this was not his plan. He's getting way too much credit.
So this is true. This is not this. You know, he wanted Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis, which you may still think is a better plan. For all the hate that you people throw at Kyrie Irving, that's what Danny wanted. And Kyrie Irving would still be here if it were up to Danny Ainge. So just remember that as you're booing Kyrie Irving, who deserves it. You know, save a little bit for the guy who still wants him.
Okay, here's what I would give Ainge credit for. He built it in such a way that he had options. Okay, that's what I give him credit for. Because we can say Rondo, Love, and Carmelo, which I hated. Okay, and most and many of us did. Fine. But he didn't sell out for it so that he screwed himself if it didn't work. He gave himself options to run in, and what they have right now is not that bad.
Well, that's true. Kyle in Charlton, your thoughts.
How we doing, boys?
Good.
So we talk about things Tom Brady really cares about, right? One of them is his contract, okay? People with contracts up this year, Tom Brady, Devin McCourty, Kyle Van Noy, Joe Tooney, Jamie Collins, Danny Shelton, Benjamin Watson, Philip Dorsett, Adam Butler, and Landon Roberts, Justin Bethel. I can keep going. Matthew Slater. Okay, Tom Brady's not going to play anywhere for under 25 mil next year. If you think he's going to, you're crazy. Okay, the reality is that Tom Brady's not going to be here next year because there's going to be no way that we could pay the dude and sign any of these key players. When I think our defense is underperforming, look at our roster. It's dwindled and old, and we have six picks or what is it, five picks now in the draft next year. I don't see how we're going to make an improvement in the following years.
So does... Okay, first of all, who's Justin Bethel?
No idea.
Okay, so I wouldn't put him on your list. But is there, the way they want to build the team, is there room for Tom Brady next year?
Sure, if they keep the number where it is.
And I think there's creative ways, you know how I feel about the cap, so there's always ways to get around it in the short term. But just, you know, generically speaking, would you rather have Tom Brady and lose
Jamie Collins
and Van Noy and, you know,
Brady?
So, I mean, I think I would, too.
You know, look, the way the caller rattles it off, you're not keeping all those guys.
I mean, so even when you have the room caller, you understand, they don't keep them all.
Right.
They've had room for all these guys, and they still let them go because they don't think they're worth the money. So whether you have the salary space or not, or the cap space or not, if they don't think you're worth your contract, they're not bringing you back.
So Brady's making 23 now, and they have the roster they have, right? So let's say they bump it to 25. You tell me they can't figure that out? Of course they can.
Van Noy, I'm beginning to wonder about. You know, he's going to get overpaid. He's going to get paid big time. And Bill's going to look at him and say, you know, you're pretty good, but before you got here, you know, you're on the roster bubble. We got you for a seventh-round pick, man. Like, I'm not going to turn around and give you $80 million guaranteed.
I mean, look, like, that feels like every guy the Patriots have ever brought in, right? Because Bill knows how to tap into it. And then they go somewhere else and get overpaid, and they're not the same player. And then they come back like Jamie Collins, and Bill pays them $2
million. Right.
So, like, to me, the quarterback one, though, is one that you can't mess with. I'd take Brady every time.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts on the Celts, on the Patriots, the Brady E! Interview. I'll update you on our online auction for Christmas in the City. We are at the Seaport Hotel for the Christmas in the City wreath auction. Come join us. We'll be here on the air till 6:30. You'll get bonus time tonight for Felger and Maz, and then the auction starts, so come by for the auction as well and donate to the cause. No commercials here, just an update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.